कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गौरतिशये नमः। हे कृष्ण करुण सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी पुष्पारुषि देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय। यम प्रव्रजन्तमरपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनाभिरहकातर आजुहवा भूतैति तन्मयतयोतरवोऽपि नैदुस्तं सार्वभूतहृदयं भूरिमानतोऽस्मि। भुक्ताविहीनापराधलक्षये चित्तास्तकामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयि त्वं शरणं प्रपन्नं हे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दं भजामि राधं अरविन्दनेत्रं स्मरामि राधं मधुरस्मितस्यं वदामि राधं करुणाभरद्रं ततो ममान्यस्ते गतिः न कापि। On the 7th of March, in Mathura, Srila Gurudev, he gave class on Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 46, Text 4, and he was giving an explanation according to the commentary of Srila Sanatana Goswami. So first of all, I offer my very respectful Dandavat Pushpanjali thousands of times at the lotus feet of my beloved Diksha Guru Om Vishnu Pad Ashtotra Sattva Rupada Vachari Bhajya Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Secondly, I offer my obeisances at the lotus feet of my Guru Varga and all the seven Vaishnavas. So this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Taman maniska mat prana madarte chakvadayika mame vadaitam prashtam atmanam manasagataha ye chaktaloka dharmascha madarte tam vibharmyaham. Krishna is saying to Uddhav, we continuing with the conversation between Krishna and Uddhav that took place on the roof of the palace in Mathura. Krishna said, O Uddhav, O gentle Uddhav, go to Braj and carry some consolation to our parents. The gopis of Brajabhumi, they are suffering the acute pangs of separation from me. So go and console them by delivering my message. Now Krishna is saying, O Uddhav, these gopis have offered their mind and all things to me. They have everything connected with the bodily platform, loka dharma, their worldly duties, everything they have given up for me. And therefore, I must maintain them. So here Krishna said, Taman Manaskar. This is as the same as Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Manmanabhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskaru. Always engage your mind in thinking of me. So the gopis of Brajabhumi, they are the example of Manmana, having the mind absorbed in Krishna. Then Gurudev, he told the pastime. We've heard many times, very beautiful pastime. Once there was a gopi and she was new to in Braj, and she was married, and so she moved to her husband's home, to the home of her mother-in-law and father-in-law in Brajabhumi. And she'd never seen Krishna, but only hearing the name of Krishna, she became very eager to see Krishna. So, but her mother-in-law had warned her, don't see this Krishna, you should stay inside of the house. So she locked the young gopi inside the house. And then Krishna, he was passing by outside the house with his cows. And he couldn't understand the heart of everyone. So he took one calf, and taking the tail of the calf, gave it a twist like this, and the calf went running, ow, 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 like this. And it ran, and it came and sat on the porch of the house where this young gopi was. And she was looking out through the crack in the door, like this. So then Krishna came and to get his calf. So he walked right up very close to the door and picked up the calf and stood there with the calf under his arm and smiling and looking inside like this. And when the young gopi, she saw Krishna just one time, immediately. Then, as Krishna said, Manmana Bhavamag Bhakto, give your mind to me. Don't keep your mind with yourself, give it to me. So Krishna's beauty completely stole her mind. And then Krishna, he smiled very charmingly and went away. So then when her mother-in-law returned, she came and saw her daughter-in-law, and she was just completely just standing still and staring. And Krishna had gone, and Urukrama Chitta Dhyana, her mind had got onto the chariot of Krishna's heart and gone out into the forest with him. And she was, her body was there, like this. And then her mother-in-law could understand, oh, she must have seen that black boy. So then she said, come on, it's time to do some house duties now. So I want you to churn some yogurt into butter. So she took one, the young girl, she took one pot, and she wasn't aware of what she was doing because her mind was completely with Krishna. So she took one pot of mustard seeds and put the churning rod in, and all the mustard seeds went everywhere, like this. Because her mind was not there. So then her mother-in-law said, no, stop doing this. Look, just go and fetch some water. So she gave her a baby to hold. So you've probably seen in Braj. Sometimes you see some Brijbasi girl with a baby under this arm and a cow on the end of a rope in this arm and five pots on top of her head all piled up like this. Very, very adept at doing everything at once. So the girl, she took the a pot and some rope and a baby under her arm and went out to the well. And she got to the well, and you're supposed to get the rope and wrap it around the pot and then drop it down the well. But she wasn't paying attention, just thinking of Krishna. She wrapped the rope around the baby and she was just about to drop the baby down the well. Hey, what are you doing? Stop, stop! Another gopi came and stopped her. So this is the example, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto. Always engage your mind in thinking of me. So mother-in-law was very disturbed. She said, I told you not to see that black boy. He's not Nandaput, he's Nandabhut. Nandaput means the son of Nanda Maharaj. But Nandabhut means, the bhut means like a ghost. So one who sees him, they become haunted, quite mad. So Srila Gurudev, he was saying, so the sadhak, the practitioner of Krishna consciousness, he should also think of Krishna Lila all the time. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Chanchalahi Mana Krishna, that the mind is very restless. How will we control the mind? In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said that the mind is just like air. It is more difficult to control the mind, than to control air. So Gurudev gave an example. How can you find out how difficult it is to control air? So he said, just cover your mouth and nose and ears if you can, like that, and then see how long you can survive. And you'll find that the air circulating in your body, you can control it, and either you'll die or it will burst out. So it's very, very difficult to control the air, But the mind is even more difficult to control. So the mind is always moving in the direction of Shabda Sparsha Rupa Rasa Gandha. In this world, we experience sound, form, taste, smell, and touch. These senses, these sense objects are surrounding us. And the mind, we sit to chant and remember Krishna, but the mind keeps going. Something to smell, something to taste, something to touch. It keeps going to all of these things. So we'll have to pull it back. Always bring the mind back. This is Vairagya. Krishna said the mind is controlled by practice and detachment. So that detachment means that wherever the mind wanders, always to bring it back. Bhakti means, the word bhakti comes from the dhatu vaj. Vaj dhatu sevayamiti bhakti. That the word bhakti comes from the word bhaj. And bhaj means service. So in the mind, we should render service. We should chant Krishna's names. We should engage ourselves in the service of Vaishnavas. And automatically, then the mind will be controlled. So then, Gurudev, he began to give some advice how to control the mind, some techniques. So he said, when we do Anik, when we chant our Gayatri mantras, then at that time we can remember Krishna's Leela. And we may go to Govardhan when we're chanting our mantra, when we're chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We may go to Giraj Govardhan and do Prakrama of Govardhan. Or we may go there and remember how Krishna is there and he's watching Srimati Radhika and the Gopis. And we may remember how Raghunath Das Goswami is described Govardhan. Pramadana Madana Leela Kandare Kandare Te Rachyati Navayuna Dandavasmin Namanda Iti Kila Karanata Lagna Kastad Dayorme Nijanikatani Vasam Dehi Govardhanatam. Ha Giriraj Maharaj, in all of your caves, which is like your heart, then Shishi Radha and Krishna are always enjoying their Pramada Madana Leela, their exceedingly ecstatic amorous pastimes in those caves. Oh Giriraj Maharaj, please give me a residence by your side that I may see Krishna when he goes out to graze his cows during the day. Krishna, he is moving around at Govardhan Hill and he's searching, looking here and looking there in all of the caves. He's searching out, oh, where is Radhe? Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Si Radhe, Koteya Go Prema Mai Radhe, Radhe, Oh Srimati Radhika, where are you? Where are the gopis? So, when Ramananda Rai was conversing with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Rai Ramananda, what is the essence of sadhya? What is the essence, essential goal? And Ramananda Rai was giving so many verses. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was rejecting all of them. Eho baya agi kayoa. This is external, just go further, go further. And then finally, Rai Ramananda quoted one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 14, spoken by Lord Brahma. Gyane priya samudha pasyana manta eva jivanti sarma karitam bhavadiya vartam stane stita sutigatam tanuman manove ye praya sajita ditopya sitais tilokyam. So, in this verse, Ramaji has said, Gyane Prayasam Udapasya. The attempt to understand the Supreme Truth, Swami Bhagavan, Vrajinda Nanda and Sri Krishna, by Gyan, by knowledge. You should just reject this, throw it outside. Your intelligence will not be valuable in this regard. Instead, namanta eva, just do your obeisances again and again. To what? To Lila Katha, to the pastimes of Sri Krishna as vibrated by the mouths of pure devotees. We shall have to hear these things directly from the lips of pure devotees, self-realized souls. Jivanti san mukaritam. San means sat, samta, Vaishnava. Mukaritam means directly from their mouth. So I have to hear the very sweet Leela of Krishna directly from the mouth of any rasik, bhavuk, tattvavit Vaishnav. And sthanestita srutigatan tanovan manobhya. One should dedicate his body, mind and words to these pastimes. And then, with his body, mind and words, even though Krishna is unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds, that Krishna will become conquered. In other words, by the simple process of hearing Harikatha, one will get prem, because it's only by prem that one is conquered, that Krishna is conquered. Ama bhakta preme pandiyache hridaya bitare. Krishna has said, Ama bhakta preme pandiyache hridaya bitare. My pure devotees, they have bound me up in their hearts with the rope of pure love. So, simply by this process of hearing the Leela Katha from the lips of a pure devotee, then prema will come in the heart and Krishna will be conquered. So in this verse it said, it stated, sthane stita srutigatam. Hearing, one should be sthane stita. One should stay where he is. So this sthane stita, it has some meanings, different meanings. One meaning is, if you are in Grihastha ashram, then no need to change anything, stay there, but hear Harikatha. If you're in Brahmachari ashram, then no need to change anything, just stay there, but just hear Harikatha. There's no need to make any external arrangements or any external adjustments. This process of Harikatha is complete. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from Shukadev Goswami. He didn't do anything. He didn't do any Harinam. He didn't do any deity worship. He just heard Srimad Bhagavatam. So this, everything is completed by the hearing process. So there's another meaning to sthane stita. It means that place where you're hearing Harikatha, in other words, at the feet of a Vaishnava, don't leave that place. That's another meaning. That place where the Vaishnava is speaking, don't go here and there, just stay there. So, without the association of bona fide and self-realized Vaishnavas, cannot make any advancement. Even one may do parikrama, he may go to holy places, but unless he goes in the association of Vaishnavas and hear from them, then there will be no benefit. Yakane Vaishnav Gana, Sakane Vrindavana. Wherever there's a Vaishnav, there is Vrindavan. Why? Because by hearing from a Vaishnav, then Vrindavan Dham, it will manifest within our hearts. So we shall have to do pranam to the speaker of Harikatha. When there's some Harikatha, like in this place Gurudev is speaking, we should do pranam to him. And we should do pranam to the place where the Harikatha is taking place, because that is a holy place. We should do pranam to those who are hearing the Harikatha, and we should do pranam to those who have organized the facility for the Harikatha also. Then the Harikatha will manifest within our hearts. So this verse says that one who adopts this process, then that Krishna who cannot be conquered becomes conquered. Krishna becomes controlled. So what to speak of the mind? We're thinking how to control the mind. By this process, Krishna becomes controlled. So automatically the mind is, it goes without saying, the mind is automatically controlled. So here in this verse, Krishna is saying to Uddhav, Oh Uddhav, when I leave the gopis, they faint and they give up everything. Giving up all bodily connection. You should know that whenever they decorate themselves, they put on their shringar, they do this only for me. So Gurudev was commenting, how can we realize this mood? In Upanishads it's stated, Nayamatma Pravachanena Labhyo, Namedya, Na Bahuna Sutena, Yameva Se Vrinate, Tena Labhyas, Tasyasatma Vivrinate, Tanum Swam. That no wise man, no learned person, not by giving very learned discourses, not by so much hearing of the Vedas, not by one's intelligence, can one understand this. But rather, when we sacrifice everything, all of our time, our energy, our mind, body and words, at the lotus feet of Hari Guru and Vaishnavas, then at that time, the lotus feet of Krishna will manifest in our heart and we will be able to understand something of this. It is not dependent on mundane scholarship. Srila Gauri Kishodas Babaji Maharaj was illiterate, yet Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was the greatest scholar of his time, went to him to take initiation. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was so learned, such a scholar in all the Shastra, why did he go to Gauri Kishodas Babaji Maharaj? What is it that he wanted to take from him? He wanted to accept from him his feelings. What are those feelings? Kotaya go prema moi radhe radhe. Kotaya go prema moi radhe radhe. Dekadiya prana rakho radhe radhe. Dekadiya prana rakho radhe radhe. This song we're singing is written by Gauri Kishodas Babaji Maharaj. Kotaya go prema moi radhe radhe. Oh Srimati Radhika, where are you? Where are you? Oh Srimati Radhika, give me your darshan and save my life. I will die if you do not give me your darshan. It's a very wonderful song. Oh daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, where are you? Radhe Radhe. And at the end of the bhajan, he has written 22 and a half hours just crying, Radhe Radhe. And 1.5 hours taking rest, and in dreams crying, Radhe Radhe. So, this is what we can get from a bona fide Vaishnava. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he took everything of this mood from Srila Gauri Kishodas Babaji Maharaj. So Gurudev was commenting that once there was a scholar. He met a scholar and he was speaking about Jiva Goswami's commentary on the verse Sarvadhamam Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Braja. And this so-called learned person was saying that the commentary of Jiva Goswami was not correct. He was not giving the correct meaning of this verse. So then Gurudev, he became very angry. And he said, you will not understand the commentary of Jiva Goswami in lakhs and lakhs of births. Why? Because you have not taken shelter of the lotus feet of Jiva Goswami. So the meaning of this verse, Sarvadhamam Parityaja, is to give up all dharma, outer dharma and inner dharma. And in this verse, it is said, Ye chakta loka dharmascha, the gopis, they have given up all dharma. So Gurudev was commenting that if one is staying in family life, then 50% of his affection will go to his family and 50% to Krishna. But the gopis, they give 100% to Krishna. How do the gopis stay at home and do all their housework when Krishna has gone to Mathura? Actually, they're always in the forest, moving here and there and crying. But Yoga Maya has made the shape of the gopis in their homes, and they are serving, they are doing their ordinary housework. So in this connection, Gurudev told a story to illustrate this. once in India, and this is in not very long ago, in more recent history, there was a person, a devotee, and he had a job, quite high level rank in the police department. And one day he was at home and he was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram, and becoming very much absorbed in Harinam. And the time came, he had a night shift from, I think it was about midnight till 6 in the morning, he had a night shift. So the time came for him to go to work, but he was so absorbed in his chanting that he just couldn't leave Harinam. So he was just chanting and chanting, and he didn't go to work. So then, the next day, he went to his office, and he was somewhat afraid, oh, what will they say? I'll probably be in trouble. And that when he arrived there, one of his colleagues, who was somewhat higher rank than him, came to him and said, oh, the superior officer has left a letter for you on your table. So he came there and he took the letter and opened it, and the letter said that you have rendered such valuable service and done such a wonderful job, we want to give you a promotion. And that. So this devotee, he realized that actually Krishna himself had made a form and went there and did all this work for him. So then, realizing this, he thought, well, if Krishna can maintain me in this way, I want to give my time to spiritual life, and Krishna has maintained me in this way, why do I need to go to work at all? Krishna can maintain me all the time. So then he gave up everything and just did bhajan, without any fear. So this is Ananyas Chintayantomam, Yejana Pariupashite, Tesham Nityabhiyuktanam, Yoga Kshemi Abhamyaham. For those who are constantly devoted and worship me with exclusive devotion, I preserve what they have and I personally carry what they lack. So Krishna's made this promise. So here, Krishna saying, Babamyaham, I maintain those gopis who have given everything to me. So Gurudev commented that, therefore, those who do Nam Bhajan, they should never think of the future. Sometimes devotees are thinking, oh, when my Gurudev leaves this world, what will I do, what will I do? Gurudev said, no, never think of the future. Never think that there will be any problem. There's only one problem. Kaha mora prananata muraliba dana kaham karan kaham pa vajenda nanda kahare kahiba keva jane mora duka vajenda nanda navino pate mora bhuka. Gurudev quoted these verses. The only problem is, oh, where is the Lord of my heart? Where is he who stands with a flute upon his lips? Where is the son of Nanda Maharaj? Where can I go? What can I do? Where can I find him? To whom can I speak? And who can understand the disappointment I am feeling within my heart? Without the son of Nanda Maharaj, my heart is breaking. So Gurudev said, for one who's doing Nam Bhajan, this is the only problem. There is no other problem. Those verses are Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjalila, I think chapter 1, where Krishna Ganesh Karat Goswami at the beginning of Majjalila, he gives a very brief summary of the Anchalila. Mahaprabhu was crying in the Gambira. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majjalila, chapter 1. So then Gurudev was saying, Matsandesha Vimochaya. that upon hearing my message, then the burning heart of the gopis will get some relief. I know that the prema vaichitya and the, all the love and separation of the gopis is on such a high level. Adiruddha Mahabhav, they have Udgirna, Chitra Jalpa. What Srimati Radhika feels at the time of separation, no one can realize this, no one can express this. Sometimes they faint. So why do they feel the separation? Those whose prema is very strong, then separation will be strong. One can make a test. How much affection one has for Krishna by how much separation one is feeling. So this separation from Krishna and feeling of possessiveness over Krishna is actually the symptom of prema. Prema has Swarup Lakshan and Tatastha Lakshan. So Rupa Goswami has described his prema in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Samyak Masrinita Swanto Mamata Tushayankita Sabhava Sandhanatma Buddha Prema Nigachate. That what is prema? Prema means when the Swarup Shakti in the heart, which is known as Bhav, has been intensified and intensified and becomes imbued with a very strong sense of mamata or possessiveness. Krishna is mine. And one and great ecstatic feelings manifest within the heart, then learned persons, they call this prema. This stage is called prema. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Trinada Pisa Nichena Taruri Vasishnana Amane Namana Dena Kirtanya Sadahari. One should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking oneself lower than the straw in the street. One should be more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of first prestige, and ready to offer all respects to others. So, this Trinada Pisa Nichena, to feel oneself to be lower than the straw in the street, is the Tatastha Lakshana of prema. It is a marginal characteristic. It is not the Swarup Lakshana of prema. Why? Because this humility, it may be there even in general persons, in a materialist, even in mayavadis. So this is only part of the characteristic of prema. It's called Angsik Lakshan. For example, the Mahavir, who is in the Jain Sampradaya, he tolerated having a stick put through his head. And we know the story also of Shibi Maharaj, who was cutting off his own flesh and putting it on the scale against the demigod who had come as a hawk in order to give shelter to one pigeon. So Shibi Maharaj was cutting off his own flesh. Dadichi Muni, he was covered in sugar and he was tolerating being licked by cows. So I don't know, but I've been told by Lila Sukh Prabhu that cows have a very rough tongue, and if they lick you, all your skin will come off. So, and Didichi Muni also, he gave his bones to the demigods because they wanted to make Indra wanted to make a thunderbolt weapon from the bones of Didichi Muni. So he was so tolerant, he gave his body to them on their request. He was so humble and tolerant. Jesus Christ also was crucified. So all of these personalities, they have Trinada Pisa Nichena, but this is not prema. So this is only the Tatastha Lakshana, or marginal characteristic of prema. Because we see that these personalities, they don't have this Kirtanya Sadahari. So to chant the holy name constantly with intense mamata, intense possessiveness over Krishna, this is the Swarup Lakshana of prema. Continue with the next class tomorrow. Lots of Siddhanta in this class. Not so much Lila, but lots of Siddhanta.
That policeman have been Gurudev himself? I mean, he was a policeman. Hmm. He was offered a promotion and then refused it and joined the Mahat right away.
That's a very good question.
I mean, he speaks in great humility.
When Krishna showed up at work for some devotee, he's asking if that actually was Gurudev.
You can ask Gurudev privately, because publicly he won't say.
Right.
And then you can tell us all. This was his humility. Out of humility, he said, "Oh, I am doing bhajan in Vrindavan for so long, and I am not making progress. I will go there to Navadvip because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful." So he was already, he is a Siddha Mahatma. He is a completely perfected person. There's no need for him to leave Vrindavan and go to Navadvip. And if he goes to Navadvip anyway, he's in Vrindavan there, because he has realization of what is Navadvip Dham. But to show us, to show all of us, that the importance of Navadvip Dham, in this age, Navadvip Dham is so prominent. And without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Navadvip Dham, we cannot understand Vrindavan Dham. Mm-hmm. Narottam Thakur has written, Gaurangyara Sangi Gane Nityasira Kori Mani Sai Jai Vrajanta Sutapas Sri Gauda Mandala Bhumi Jaivajani Chintamani Tarahai Vrajabhumi Bas. One who accepts that all of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are eternally liberated, perfected personalities, he will come into the association of Krishna. And one who sees that Sri Gauda Mandala Bhumi, that the Navadvip Dham is actually Vrindavan, Jaivajani Chintamani is Chintamani Dham Vrindavan, then that person, they'll become a Brijvasi. Gaura Prema Rasanave Yetaranga Jaivadube Say Radham Madhav Antaranga. For one who dives deeply into the ocean of Gaura Prema Ras, then he will come up finding himself to be a very intimate associate of the divine couple. Srila Gurudev, he stated yesterday, this morning, oh, it was this morning, that seems a long time ago. He said this morning that we shall remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and taking bath at Nirdoi Ghat, we will come up in Keshi Ghat. And then he said, "Oh Radhakund, we'll come up at Radhakund." So we'll have to, the significance is that we'll have to understand the pastimes of Radha Krishna through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gurudev said this morning also, by going on doing bhajana of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we shall see the divine couple in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, nahi anya. He is none other than Radha Krishna. So this is teaching for the general people. I'm sure there will be some antaranga karan also, some internal reason. But I've not heard anything from Guru Vaishnavas. What would you?
Since Radha and Krishna's pastimes and Lord Chaitanya's pastimes are in essence the same, they're both, you know, equal, what type of sadhaka would seek to take birth in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes or to, you know, be a part of that live? What is that in our Gaudiya Vaishnava lineage to
the devotees are always praying to have darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna both. Raghunath Das Goswami prayed, Adaranastinam Dantar Damja Chai Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bojo Duli Sham Jamma Jamani. Taking the grass between my teeth, I fall down on the ground again and again crying, O Rupa Goswami, birth after birth after birth, let me just be the dust of your lotus feet. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also, he was praying to become the foot dust. He said, the goal of life is to become the foot dust of Srila Rupa Goswami. So those who attain Swarup Siddhi in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they get two Swarups. One Swarup in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and one Swarup in the pastimes of Radha Krishna.
same time.
We can't apply our
yeah.
mind to this.
But the actual Atma, the actual soul,